Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original series that helps tell the story of local nonprofit organizations in our part of the state, brought to you in part by the Ball State Federal Credit Union. This month, our host spoke with the executive director of a group that helps youth and families find educational programs that fit their needs.
I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me is Monique Armstrong, and she is the executive director of Motivate Our Minds. Let's start first, Monique, with the basic question. What is Motivate Our Minds?
Well, Motivate Our Minds is an education enrichment center right here in Muncie, Indiana. Our mission is educating children and families to grow and flourish. But what does that mean? That means that we partner with parents in the community because we want every child to succeed.
Absolutely. And they all learn in different ways, and moms kind of finds out what works for each child through a bunch of different programs to determine that, right?
Yes, yes. And we want them to choose those programs. So that may be spelling club, that may be violin, that may be chess, but we want you to participate in something that's going to stretch you to learn and grow.
Wonderful. Now, where is Moms located?
We are right here in Muncie, Indiana on Highland Avenue in the Whiteley neighborhood. That's where we were founded 30 years ago. And that's where we've been physically since the 90s.
Now, you mentioned a number in that last sentence that is extremely important this month, and that is 30. Talk to me about that.
30. Well, we're excited. April 21st, right here on Ball State's campus, we will be celebrating our 30th anniversary at our annual fundraising dinner. Now, we're celebrating 30 all year. You know, the party will continue, but we are definitely going to encourage people to hear our story. Our theme is Because of Mom, Celebrating Legacy, Leadership, and Love. So educating children and families is not just about our story. It's about our community story.
Sure. Well, April, as you know, is when Earth Day happens, April 22nd. Yes. And I know that Motivate Our Minds has a mom's garden, which has been extremely popular. The kids love that. Camps and activities are built around it in the summertime. I understand there are some big changes.
We are going to be moving our garden.
Wow.
Yeah, but not too far from home. We like Highland. And we have our eyes on a very prime piece of real estate. And
wonderful.
So we're excited about moving our garden. We are gardening even today.
Sure.
So if you were to walk through our building, there are starts throughout the building. We have garden club every Thursday at Motivate Our Minds, taught by Marilyn Marks, our garden educator. We have beehives. So there's honey on the horizon.
Wonderful.
As well. So the conversations are being had with organizations like Minnetrista and Incredible Muncie and Purdue Extension and Ball State University in regards to supporting the learning of students in our garden, not just for their entrepreneurial experience, like selling it at the farmer's market, but also for their technological learning, the historical aspect of things. Marilyn and I had a conversation yesterday, our garden educator, and she talked about how they're learning about cultures by what they grow.
Absolutely. You,
and that includes the food that we eat. Mm-hmm. We have garden-to-table experiences.
Yes.
There's nothing like a tomato from the garden. There's so many conversations that can be had right there while digging in the dirt.
When I talk to you about Motivate Our Minds, you get emotional. You're very passionate. You are very quick to laugh about the great things that are going on there and celebrate them. But then I've also seen tears. This is something that you have seen the power of firsthand each and every day. Why is this so important in our community?
This is important because our future is today. In this very moment, we're making decisions that can either create life or death for not just the children that we serve, but for you and I. Mm-hmm. We're creating our future community. Where we want to live, how we want to live.
Absolutely.
That's why I become emotional. I see myself in every child.
Sure.
Because these exposure opportunities that I'm working hard to offer for our children at Motivate Our Minds today, our co-founders worked hard for me 25 years ago. I loved Motivate Our Minds. Not the physical space of Motivate Our Minds, but the way that I felt as a child at Motivate Our Minds. Mm. And that that feeling of esteeming, that feeling of safety is what every child needs to receive. And that's what we seek to offer at Motivate Our Minds every day. And I get to carry the torch. I'm a torchbearer.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yes. And you're carrying the torch for who? We should probably mention who started this.
Yes, we were founded by, they described themselves as two plain old moms.
Yes.
Mary Dollison and Rashana Shabazz in 1987 co-founded Motivate Our Minds. And this is what, it was a summer program at the time, and I think this is quite amusing. So they decided to have it in Mary's living room because it was large and air conditioned.
Wow. Wow, I did not realize that.
This semester, we have teachers in all of our classrooms, and we try to keep our classrooms to around 20, but some of our teachers love our children so that they just want to take everyone in. Mm-hmm. So currently we have 74 students enrolled with 22 students on our waiting list, just because we cannot accommodate everyone within our physical space. So there is need for us to grow, because mm-hmm. the need for programs like ours has not decreased in 30 years. It has increased.
Talk a little bit about the importance of the community when it comes to moms, be it, you know, organizational partnerships or volunteer.
We cannot survive without the community. We are the community. Our mission is to educate children and families to grow and flourish. But if we were to talk about the Ball State community, we have over 120 Ball State volunteers each semester on average in our building, serving the children as mentors, facilitating classes. But there's impact in people. There's impact in dollars, whether it be local foundations and individuals that give.
I understand that you have May term coming up. Mm-hmm. Can you explain a little bit about what May term is at the center?
Yeah, sure. It is career and experience based. So the students are with us, a limited number of students. I shared with you earlier that we have a waiting list currently. So May is an opportunity to serve children, academic support, and experiences in a different way than we do during the regular academic year.
Great. Now, what if someone is listening right now and they say, you know what, this sounds like something I want to be a part of. What should they do?
www.motivateourminds.org. It's real simple. It's at 765-289-1990. Schedule an appointment with me. I'd love to tell you more individually.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining me today in the studio. And congratulations on 30 years of Motivate Our Minds.
Yay. Thank you, Michelle.
Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft. To listen to this episode again or catch up with our previous shows, visit indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.